by Woodstock. But this is my destiny. I know it is. I've known it since March. I've never... My blog. Did you ever read my blog?
I haven't had the opportunity yet.
You go and read my blog about the first time of me being here in March. And that's exactly how I felt. When I come down those stairs, your dad had the room prepared for me because I had already emailed him and said, I have panic attacks and I'm going to need to take a nap because I'm going to be drained, blah, 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 blah. And Fred didn't want to come down and meet you guys by himself. So I got mad and said, you know, I've got panic attacks. And then I just let it go. Just forget it. Let's go. I walked down the stairs, past the front door, and I swear there was a force at that front door that ripped every single ounce of negative energy out of my body. And when I walked through your kitchen, I felt like it was home. I felt like I've never felt before. I instantly fell in love with your family the moment I walked through that kitchen door. I just felt, I can't even describe in words the energy that come rushing through me. I was on such a natural high. That's the only way I can explain it. I was on the greatest high. I don't like strangers. I don't like meeting people. I'm traveling and I don't go out on March 28th because that's my daddy's birthday and he passed away. And for 22 years, I never celebrated that day with anybody. But I came up here to celebrate it with your mom. You know, and I knew immediately that I was home. It was like a deja vu to me. Like I had already been there before I knew that I had been there. And I just, the greatest peaceful feeling. And I feel that way all the time here, though. You know, I wake up in the middle of the night, and when I realize where I am, there's nothing wrong. But yet I'm startled, and I'm just shaking. Like, today was the bed. I have this thing about wrinkles, and I have some obsession. And I couldn't get the bed straight, and I was almost in tears. So I left the trailer, I came out, I seen your dad, and it instantly went away. Okay.
Nice.
It don't matter. You know, it was just that easy.
You know what, Laura? I think those are our best.
I think those are your best. I spoke too soon. Yeah.
So I gotta get more I said bat houses. I don't know where they're roosting at as it is.
Mm-hmm. The thing of the day is you want to be careful where you have them roosting.
Yeah.
No, because you don't want their feces and that ruining what you have, and you want to keep it natural.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, probably put them, like, it would be mostly at the lake,
mm-hmm.
too. Like, yeah. So on a tall tree or something, and stuff like that. But yeah, the thing is reaching out and getting the word out, and I'm thinking word of mouth is probably, to me, it seems like the best way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of starting in everyone's social network, I figure everyone's connected, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, in a way, Facebook, I think, is why I'm kind of there a lot, to kind of attract to, you know,
yeah.
Content you hear, but, there's obviously the bad side of Facebook, but anyways, you originally, did you find the affiliate online as a random Google search, or did you?
No. Oh, no, you you definitely haven't read my blog, then true story, January 22nd, I closed my Facebook account.
Yes.
Done. January 22nd, Eastern Ontario Swingers email came through. I have never opened one of them since I joined the group. It's Ottawa, 8 hours away. I just can't do it. Screw it. I'm not opening that. Well, this day I closed down my account and I said, to hell with it, I'm going to check this. And there was an email from your father saying, are you tired of Facebook? Blah, 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 blah. I immediately hit the link, went and joined. Immediately. And I was home. I just said, I seriously just closed my Facebook because the pictures that I had posted of myself before on AO, I had posted a couple on Facebook. And because I had cleavage showing, some women had a hard time with that because all the men were obviously commenting. Oh, how can you degrade yourself, Loretta? Blah, blah, blah. What do you mean degrade? It's cleavage for one. I have clothes on for two. And it's my body. So who are you to tell me what I can and can't do with it? And I was just, I don't do the soap opera games. I don't do the image. I have very few female friends because I don't like females. They're too catty. They're too immature. And I had enough. I closed my Facebook down, opened up that email, and that was, I was like, boom, I was on my way to happiness, and then I emailed your dad because I had gone to the event. That's right, I had gone to the event, and I noticed that I had missed a couple. But I had been dying to go to Maple Shack again. I haven't been to a Maple Shack since I was a kid. And I've seen the event of Maple Syrup here and your mom's birthday. And I was just like, this is, I'm not superstitious, but I don't believe in coincidences either. You know, so I had just been praying and asking, show me, where do I go from here? And I had just gone through like serious family traumas from October to Christmas. I had 5 family members die, 2 were murdered, 1 was the hit and run, and 2 were natural. And the one that was murdered was a 9-year-old boy. So I was lost, I was confused, and I said, show me, what the hell's the purpose on this earth? Really, is there anybody out there who cares about mankind the way I do? Am I the only last one left? And then it all just fell in place. I wanted to go to a Sugar Shack, and your mom's birthday was on my daddy's birthday, and I haven't celebrated that in 20 years, and for me, that was way too much. I had asked the universe, and the universe gave it, and sometimes you're able to take that opportunity immediately, other times you know the opportunity, and you unfortunately have to take a slower path because you have things and obligations, but you know your destiny when you see it. And when I cry because I'm leaving strangers,
yeah. So then you're not with strangers anymore.
That's it. But you know what? When I walked through your kitchen door, I wasn't with strangers. I I seriously, if somebody did a movie, they would do like The Matrix, and you would see like just negative energy sucked right out of me passing through that front door. And it was like, okay, you know what, I'm not even going to let this bother me. And I had the greatest time, and I met so many people. I didn't have one single panic attack. I barely smoked. I didn't want to go home, and my boy was waiting at home for me, so.
Well, that's it. See, that's for me, it's like, and that's why it's revealing who we're just being ourselves without having to worry about what we're saying and calculating our words and our moves. And
that's it.
You know, it's like, okay. Now, that's where I want to take it from here. It's like, okay, well, then I just want to do my life. Like, if I want to do music, I want to do it on these terms.
Mm-hmm.
If I can live off that, or, you know, that'd be awesome. I'm liking Reveal Center, and you know how you're saying, putting in terms of how when you saw my dad's email, he's saying, are you tired of Facebook? Well,
mm-hmm.
I think what I'll do for Reveal Center is, like, for the Grand Barn, like, are you tired of, you know, having to always watch your words and not be yourself? Well, hey, reveal yourself, reveal the beauty of being.
Yeah, awesome.
And I like, you know, it's kind of interesting hearing for Pat what his version. It'd be interesting if each person might have a difference, but it's still revealing the core or the beauty of it.
But see, the thing of it is, Pat knows more than the average Joe would know.
Right.
So, after he was done going through all of his knowledge of your dad's record label and everything, he got to our point.
Yeah.
So, you know, he knew it and he felt it, and if you put it into words and touch those who are seeking, they'll know. I knew immediately. I've been with nobody since I've been here. I've kissed Mitch, I've kissed your dad, I've kissed Pete, I've kissed everybody that I've met, but I got the email off a swinger site, and I've been with nobody. it had nothing at all to do with sexuality. So I knew that. I knew that was my sign, that because it came from society's perverted view on life, the swingers' side. But gave me the spirituality side to let loose and speak freely and adore your mom and adore your dad and compliment you and pinch people and not have to worry about society saying, what are you doing? Why, you shouldn't talk that way. What about, you know, freedom. And the more and more that gets out to people, the better it will become, and the more and more you'll be able to see your visions come true. Because the more people come, the more you can sustain life here. Because they're going to continue to help you sustain it. They're going to be your rental payment. Them coming and paying to stay makes you have to pay, unfortunately, everything that you have to pay. But in turn, you can also get the extra for your garden and, you know, sell it in the restaurant. If it's certain things, berries, they reproduce themselves. So I'd say probably in, 3 years, that berry bush should
be the whole thing?
Yeah, pretty close to it.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, if I could
edible... There's homemade jam. Organic homemade jams.
Right.
You don't spray those.
Yeah.
The only dirt on them is the dirt from the air we already breathe. So now you've got the health nuts who, and everything's going organic now. But they got it right from the maker. Fresh off, they got to see the bush, you know, and then the bush will grow again. And you dig those up and you plant them somewhere else. And they'll continue to grow. And you have walks for herbs, berries, what people can do. And then your hikers can sit down and have a fresh snack on their way to or from Desire Lake.
Amazing.
Huh?
Edible tours, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, you put them out on Lover's Island there. There you go. They've walked out there and their reward is fresh berries.
Yeah, you just stand, you know, pick them, eat them,
mm-hmm.
the bush.
Yep. And you let it grow natural, and they keep reproducing, and then you just dig them up and move them. And with them being wild berries out there, you won't even have to worry about it. Because, yeah, you're going to have the deer and the raccoons, but because those berries produce themselves, and because that land is so natural, they're going to reproduce naturally. So it's going to be even that much better. Because now you're sustaining Earth, who is sustaining you.
Actually, would it be something to mow them into rows? Like, I have wild raspberry patches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I wanted to, say, bring in more groups, or should I just keep it as wild, like, in the field?
Well, you can, when you have time, I'm not sure if you'd be able to do it this year, but, you know, maybe at the end of the season next year or even beginning, to split them and move them. You'd have to check with Al about that. I can't remember if you move them in spring or fall, so you'd have to check for him about that. But just because you move them doesn't mean they're not growing wild. You're still letting them grow wild. You're just moving them to make space, you know, for new ones to come. Because they double sometimes every year.
Yeah.
You know. And then it's sort of like, it's just the Indian coming out of me. When you give back to Mother Earth, Mother Earth will always give back to you. She has a balance in life, and that's what people don't understand. They've destroyed her balance. So those of us who love her enough to try and get her equilibrium put back into place, she in turn will always give back to us. So you give her your berry bushes so that the deer and the raccoons can eat them. That's great. On the other side of the road, your other berry bushes are now sustaining your guests for a nice fresh snack on the way, because when people come, wildlife leaves. So there's enough to share. You give back to her baby and she will give back to you. And it'll work that way. You have such an awesome vision, and I know you want it all tomorrow. You have to keep the faith in yourself and know that you can do it. But it might take a year or two. You're trying to do this all on your own, to continue from where your parents have taken you to. You know, your dad's already got his established team. You're now just learning his knowledge to step into his shoes. And you have to give yourself, you know what, it's like when you first started with those. When Phil was saying all the problems you had your first year and that, it's going to be the exact same way. You're going to have times when you're going to go, what the what did I get myself into? But when you take a step back and breathe, Mother Earth will always provide for her children who provide for her. And that's what you're trying to do. You're sustaining yourself as well as her. Because you're doing it all naturally. You're trying to leave no footprint, no carbon footprint, and no unwanted concrete and steel.
All natural is better.
Exactly.
All natural.
I always said I was not born to live in concrete and steel. I don't like it. I feel trapped. It makes me feel just icky inside. I hate city life. I was not meant for a city. I don't know why I was born and raised in the city, but I was not meant for it. And here, you guys, and you have such visions that you can now give to the next generation coming through, because they're looking for that. You know, when you were a kid, was there organic milk? Not when I was a kid either. Organic milk to me meant you knew somebody that owned a farm and you got fresh milk from their cow.
Yeah. Luckily, you know, it's been only, that period was, that's 100 years where, basically the entire 50s, everyone bought cans, everything. And
mm-hmm.
60, it's getting, there's obviously cities where it's getting crazy, like people want to cook for themselves. But,
yeah.
Now organic stuff coming out, that is kind of, like counterculture.
But you know what, it's actually getting bigger. I'm not sure about up in this area, but I know down in Woodstock area and northwest of us, it's really big. People are tired of the additives. They're willing to pay that extra few dollars for knowing that their family is going to live 10 years rather than 5 years.
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Slow food, have you ever heard that term? Hey.
I'm always up late. I'm just usually on the computer.
Hey, Jess, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Next generation right over there.
Yeah. But you know what? That's what I'm talking about, because from the city...
Actually, Jess, want to come closer?
From the city, and this is honestly no offense against you, honey. If he was in the city, I would run from him. I don't like teenagers. They scare me.
Teenagers scare the living shit out of me.
But I met him, and I thought, you're kidding me, right? When I met him in March, I was blown away. I went home, and I talked to Tyler about him. I was like, oh my God, Tyler, you should have came with us. Like, that's this kid, Jesse Aaron.
Thanks for allowing me to make such an impact.
Thank you for making that impact, because it really...
I'll admit we, at times my generation, are occasional rascallions, but...
But you know what? So is mine. I don't know how many times I've had to tell my 7-year-old son, oh honey, mama's sorry, but not all adults are adults. The difference, though, when you can admit that you're not always the way you should be, that's what's perfect about being who you are. You know, I'm...
Actually, okay. Reveal center. What's going through your mind?
Right now?
Yeah.
I kind of have to poop. That, and I'm wondering if you have to work tomorrow morning.
No, I don't have to work tomorrow.
Oh, I would have sent him to bed a long time ago. I would
That's
not
what
have,
I was wondering. I
would not have kept him up this late.
I think Pazzer has a test, but I'm going to
yeah,
be
driver's
driving.
Yeah, driver's test at 8:30.
So as long as he drives, I'm fine.
I thought your mom was taking him. Oh, my God, I'm
I think
so
that's
sorry.
The backup. No, I set that up. Anyways, Jesse, so reveal center.
Yep.
What, those two words, like, what would that, taking what those words mean to you, what would that tell you as what that?
Reveal center. One would assume it's a lift. I'd like to think of it as a small group or something of the such, sitting in probably a room. And they would reveal things.
Yeah, good. I've always been trying to figure out what's a good name, what this place is, and, you know, labels suck.
Yeah.
And, but labels in one way, you know, kind of help a lot of people. So, anyways, you know, campgrounds and tossed around, resorts, retreats. So I wanted to find something where it would speak to the core of this place, and come up with reveal center. So just basically seeing what everyone's giving back to me, and I like how you're saying it. It's like, well, people can come together and reveal things.
I think this place more as a centralized hub of freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, on the one
very
part,
good.
Yeah.
You occasionally have a
freedom sanctuary. I've got that going right now on Facebook.
That is a good term
Could
for
be
it.
Freedom Sanctuary and Reveal Center, but, yeah, everything.
That is really good for
I mean, on the one part, you have the main attraction for this place is probably the freedom of right of expression being enforced as, you know, the nudity. But on another part, there's a lot of intelligent discussion that goes on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, right now could be an example, but another example would be the fire that took place, so a week ago, 2 weeks ago, everybody sat around the fire, and some people were dancing, and but there was a lot of conversation going on just about almost every topic, from school to the generation differences to music.
Yeah.
And that's what we talked about earlier, is where here, you don't have that. There's no age, there's no race, creed, color. Everybody is welcome and everybody is accepted. I took a picture of the Grand Barn front door and I put it on easy chair, and underneath the Grand Barn I put where everybody is equal and free. And
I think that too.
Yeah.
Everybody is equal and free. You've been receiving the same treatment that I've been receiving, let alone the differences in color, skin, or age, or sex.
Yeah. And I even said that to Peter last weekend, because, oh my God, him and his friends had me laughing so hard last Saturday that I seriously forgot where I was, how old I was, and what I was even doing. And it was like, I was just in stitches. And I put a blog on the network about it too, and mentioned that very thing, that, you know, old school met new school, and you wouldn't have even known it. It was, we all just joked the exact thing. Jeff was hilarious.
We were, sharing what we accumulated, basically.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I've really grown attached to this place.
Oh.
I mean, if it wasn't for the weather that we've been having, I wouldn't be gone so much right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back from being gone for a week, and
quite
honestly, I missed being here, and then I got back here, and I realized why I left. No air conditioning in the house.
Oh, yeah.
97 degrees Fahrenheit outside.
Oh, jambalaya. Yeah.
So is this place...
Air conditioning.
Oh, the creature comforts. But my thing is how to achieve those creature comforts, but on a sustainable level. Like,
did you ever think of making your house air conditioned through the ground?
Geothermal?
Uh-huh.
It's something. It's still the system like that. I'm roughly saying it'd be maybe about 10 grand. It has to
oh,
be
Oh, really?
More,
it's a
investment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's only 10 grand.
I haven't looked into it. I've just seen...
I've looked at geothermal would be still need electricity power, because you have to power your pump. But I mean, you know, the installation of the hoses wouldn't be hard because you've got a backhoe.
Oh no, I'm not even talking about that. When my ex-husband and I were going to homestead up above the 60th parallel, we had watched all different kinds of shows and things like that, and this one house air-conditioned their house simply by drilling a hole, I think it was 10 feet down and 3 feet around, and they put a tabletop on top of it, turned it into their dining room, and it kept their house cool all summer long.
Yeah.
From the cold air, you got to go below the frost level.
Okay.
And you got to go down below the frost level. I can't remember how far down they went, but they went below the frost level, and that maintained the coolness in their home. Mm-hmm. They had some ceiling fans that helped circulate the air. Now, your house is pretty big, but...
Well, my idea is just getting those creature comforts while I'm back here for the next... Well, until tomorrow, anyway.
Yeah.
It's just changing my sleep cycle so I'm more awake at night.
Well, I know I sleep outside. Like,
but that's not something everybody
I've never
can do.
Slept so good like I've slept here. I have insomnia.
I would actually almost
in the
say
city I have insomnia.
If it was something where if you're interested, I'd be more than happy to help set up some sleeping tents and that's sometimes what I did younger, I would tent out.
Last time I went camping was about a year ago.
Yeah.
Got a few trailers kicking around here, too, that aren't really,
I want about 4 or 5 acres deep into my ex-girlfriend's field. Me and her were up there for 3 or 4 days.
Right on.
Of course, she was terrified and whining the whole time about the coyotes in the field.
Oh, jumping.
But other than that, it was a nice time.
Well, I tell you...
Not me. I'd be the person I went with. They would be whining about me waking them up every time to hear the coyotes. I sit up at night deliberately to hear the coyotes here.
Oh, it's a nice sound.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. But see, it's different for me up here. Excuse me, down home. Excuse me. Our coyotes have become so accustomed to humans that they're actually turning mean and vicious. And they're attacking people. And that's not the normal for a coyote. And they're starting to attack livestock more and more. They didn't before, and now they are. So for me up here...
It's a nice change of pace.
It is. You know, it's all natural. They're where they're supposed to be. Very little human interaction with them. And also, there's two packs talking to each other.
Sometimes you can hear them at night.
I've heard them every single night, except for last night. Last night I was in the hot tub, and I got out, and it helped me sleep good.
I always wonder what those packs are telling each other. Obviously, numbers is one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
territory.
Mating, territory too.
If they've crossed each other's territory, because the males will urinate, so they will let them know, and it could be a challenge. Hey, this is my territory. It could be...
That's one custom that went out of style when we evolved. What was our increased want for hygiene? It's kind of a bad thing if everybody went around checking on everybody else's stuff.
Yeah.
No, we do it different
ways.
Well,
see, you
nowadays.
Only pee on the trees, so...
Now we're more passive-aggressive.
Oh, we're more... We don't pee on stuff, but we definitely ownership.
They pee on trees.
I'll be the first to admit I ownership a lot of stuff. It's not to say I don't mind lending out my stuff to other people if they want to use it, but there is a lot of stuff that I can be pretty petty about.
I ownership very, very little. I I prefer you ask me for it than steal it from me, or borrow it and forget to give it back. So, you know, I've had to replace many things. I can't take it with me, so somebody really needs it that bad that they will offend me by stealing from me when they know they'll give it to me, then I don't need that person in my life. So most people understand that from me. I've had the odd person step out of bounds and whirl and never give back. Most people are like, oh my god, that's so nice, can I have that? Yeah. I'll replace them. Can't take it with you, and for me, making somebody else feel better always makes me feel better. Mine and my son's favorite movie is Pay It Forward, so he loves that movie.
Well, I've been meaning to ask you something, and it's something a tad personal, so I'll understand if you don't feel like answering. I've just been curious. Why did you and Shauna break up?
Different paths, I think. It's basically her decision, and I'm not sure what path she is going on, but I know what path I'm on, and she, I guess, could detect that she wants to go in a different way, so.
Your path was set, and she wouldn't let you follow it?
That's perhaps one of the things, so.
I know what that's like.
Yeah. And it was one of those things for me where I knew that I was happy on my path, that I wasn't really as interested in feedback on what she didn't like about what I was doing, but I wanted her to figure things out for herself, and so if she feels that she has to go a certain way, I just stay me, and, you know, if it's, you know.
Always stay true to yourself.
Yeah. So I think that's what we both, you know, want. Left with is like, we're going to still be the same people, and she's discovers, she came by today. I mean, we still hang out.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, you guys broke up, but I was wondering how it happened more or less, because in all honesty, the only long-term relationship that I've ever had didn't end on terms where my ex would come and visit me. So
yeah, no, I mean,
I figured it wouldn't be something too.
That's really
yeah, it wasn't a bad, you know, and that's the thing, and thank goodness, like, our approach